USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump speaking at the White House about a possible trade deal between the United States and China.
Well, I think I can speak for the United States. The question is an interesting one. Is it more likely that a deal happens or doesn't happen? Speaking for the United States, I would say it's probably more likely that a deal does happen. But that doesn't mean it's going to happen.
A spokesperson for New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft is denying that he engaged in any illegal activity. Kraft is charged with two counts of soliciting prostitution in Jupiter, Florida. Now, this was all part of a prostitution and human trafficking sting operation. Jupiter, Florida Police Chief Daniel Kerr.
He's being charged with the same offenses as the others, and that is soliciting another to commit prostitution.
And the Dow closed up for the ninth straight week, today breaking the 26,000 barrier to close at 26,032. This is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. The safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSFP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, mall availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft was charged with soliciting sex at a Jupiter, Florida spa. Homeland Security and IRS agents were involved in the bust. Kraft is being charged as a customer for soliciting sex and not as one of the operators. Kraft, through a spokesman, has denied the allegations and says he's done nothing wrong, and this will be the only comment made on the issue. Good news about Florida's coastal waters. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
It seems Florida's coastal waters are free from the devastating red tide bloom that began in October of 2017. A Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission report says the toxic algae is no longer present in water samples collected from anywhere in or around the state. That bloom caused respiratory irritations in people, and it killed vast numbers of sea turtles, manatees, dolphins, and fish. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Go to Pennzoil.com/oil change offer to save. Terms apply.
A trade deal looks to be in the works between the United States and China. This would eliminate the tariffs that each country has slapped on the other and presumably help both economies. Former Reagan economist Art Laffer says this deal is a win-win for the United States and China.
The two trading partners both win. It's a win-win. It's a gains from trade, comparative advantage, all of that. And they have to be brought to this realization that this is not a nationalistic issue. Xi has been behaved as quite a nationalist on this stuff. But I do think he understands that now with the threats of tariffs, he realizes his country is very vulnerable to trade with the United States. And frankly, I think he's going to come through and be really a great leader of China and agree to what's good for them and for us.
El Chapo's sons are indicted. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
El Chapo's two sons indicted on drug trafficking charges. It's believed they're in Mexico. The Justice Department in the United States says the two conspired to distribute cocaine, meth, and marijuana from Mexico and import it here into the U.S. Their father convicted this month by a jury in New York on all 10 counts, including drug trafficking and money laundering. El Chapo scheduled to be sentenced in June, but his lawyers say they plan to appeal the conviction.
Please remember, you can always find us online at usaradio.com, and you can also find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.